You're listening to James H. for Life, Episode 9. So what exactly is mortgage protection insurance? Thanks for tuning in today. You're listening to James H. for Life, and today we're going to be discussing what exactly mortgage protection insurance is. So if you've been in insurance for any length of time, either in the industry or, of course, as a consumer, it's probably not uncommon that somebody has brought up to you about, hey, do you have mortgage protection insurance? The natural response is, well, no, what's that? And then they proceed to tell you it's a policy that would pay your mortgage off in the event that either you or your spouse were to die or something along those lines. Would you like a quote? Okay, sure. So is it like life insurance? And that's actually exactly what it is. See, here's what mortgage protection insurance is. It's a term life insurance policy that's specifically customized to just cover the mortgage. Now, can you have it cover anything else? Yeah, of course you can. It's a life insurance policy. You can use it to cover anything you want. It's just, you know, we will usually talk to people and isolate it about the mortgage just to draw the focus and attention there, because when you have a major debt like a mortgage hanging over your head and you have small children, you better have some kind of protection in place, just because you don't want, you know, one of the wage earners to die and then the family have to start worrying about how they're paying the bills or if they have to move or this, that, and the other. They're already in an emotional upheaval as it is. So it absolutely makes total sense, to get some kind of a policy in place, if for nothing else, just to cover the mortgage. So let me get into first a little bit on how companies will normally bring it up to you, just so you can be aware of it. That way, next time someone asks you, you know what they're really asking, and it's fine. It's not like it's a bad thing, but, you know, just for your knowledge, a little insider information. And then when we come back from the break, I'm going to go over different types of policies that can be used for mortgage protection and their advantages and disadvantages. We're just going to cover a couple of them, but just so you have an idea, and I'll give you my two cents on what the best policy normally is. So here we go. So first off, one of the biggest ways that any insurance agency or company, whichever, prospects for mortgage protection insurance to sell you a term life insurance policy will be through a mass mailer. And you may have gotten them in the past where it's, you know, maybe like a little index card gets sent out, says mortgage protection insurance, or some kind of call to action statement, you know, we should talk, or you need this, or whatever. And it says you have a mortgage of about this much with this many years on it. Call if you'd like a quote on a policy. If you're interested, fill it out. You do that. You send it back in the mail, and either one agent calls you or a whole bunch of agents call you because they sold your information as a lead to like 10 different agents, and it's a really fun time for you. So that's option number one. Option number two is, you know, if you're part of an agency, depending on what their goals and their focuses are, because some agencies are more focused on life insurance than others. Some companies are more focused on it than others. You know, if you have like a home and auto policy with a company, they very well may ask you at some point, hey, do you have any life insurance? Or has anybody spoken to you about mortgage protection insurance? And naturally, they say mortgage protection insurance, and you go, well, no, what's that? And then they proceed to tell you what it is, and then, you know, would you like to talk to someone, get a quote, so on and so forth. And then off into the races it goes. Now, that is not a bad business model. It's not an unethical thing to do to people, say, you know, do you have mortgage protection insurance? Listen, we have to bring it up to you in one way, shape, or form. And if that's a method that will work for you and will get you to talk about it, then we have to use it. Why? Well, because you can't go and just buy life insurance per se by yourself. Like, you need to talk to a licensed agent. I mean, yeah, sure, you can shop it out online, but you still have to deal with someone that's licensed. And, you know, so why not deal with somebody you know and you trust? And, you know, we need to bring it up to you also because If we don't, most people don't wake up in the morning and say, oh, you know what? I need to buy life insurance today. It's just not something that's top of mind for most people. So we have an ethical duty to bring it up to you in one way, shape, or form, and at least have the conversation or ask you. And if it's not something you're interested in, or if it's, you know, not something that, you know, that maybe it's something you've already gotten taken care of by the time that we ask, well, then that's okay. We should just mark up your profile, and then that's that. And that's totally fair. But we wouldn't be, you know, good agents if we were afraid to ask you, because, you know, there's nothing invaluable or unvaluable, excuse me, with life insurance. I mean, you speak to any family who's ever received a death claim check, and they'll speak to the gratitude that they have that they actually purchased that coverage, and now it actually did exactly what we said it would do. So, you know, just in case there's anyone out there, if you listen and you're like, oh, yeah, well, my agent, you know, asked me about that last week and, you know, he thought he was slick or something like that. And it's not that we're trying to be slick. It's just we're trying to make sure that we bring it up, you know, and we do our ethical duty to at least ask. And then if it's not something you want, then that's totally fine. So that's generally how agents will bring it up. Now, you may or may not have been interested in that. So let's start to get into the nitty gritty. What type of policy should I be looking at? How should I shop out, you know, life insurance when I'm, you know, looking just to cover the mortgage? Let's just pretend for a moment that that's the only thing that you're interested in is just covering the mortgage. You don't care about anything else. Let's say everything else is fine. We're going to actually get into that in just a minute. We just have to take a quick break. We'll be back. I'll discuss a couple of different types of policies that normally work for this situation, and I'll also give my input on which type of policy I think is traditionally the best for most consumers. Not every instance, but most. You're listening to James H. for Life. We'll be right back. Hey everyone, welcome back. You're listening to James H. for Life, and we're discussing mortgage protection insurance today. So since we're back now, I wanted to take a moment to get into two different policy types that have been used for mortgage protection, how they work, and, you know, the advantages and disadvantages of each, as well as, well, okay, what do I typically recommend for people? Now, the first type of policy I want to get into, it's called a declining term policy. And the policy functions exactly as the name implies. You start out with a certain amount of coverage when you initially purchase the policy. Let's say in this instance, you have a $300,000 mortgage, so you buy a $300,000 policy, $300,000 in coverage, that is. You're not spending that much, thank God. And so you do that. And over the life of the policy, the amount of coverage decreases in some fashion. And, you know, originally it would be a percentage of the coverage would decrease every single year until the end of the policy. Some maybe they could be structured every other year, every 5 years, every 10 years, whatever the case might be. But essentially they would be structured in such a way that, once it's set in motion at some point in the future, you know, the policy would expire, the coverage would either hit zero and naturally the policy expires, or the policy coverage amount is just going down throughout the life of the policy. And traditionally either the price goes down as the coverage amount goes down, or they do, the price so that it'll stay the same, but it'll be less than, say, a level term policy, which we'll discuss here in a moment. So the advantage of the declining term policy is that usually it will be more cost efficient when we're thinking as far as, well, how much am I actually going to spend on this? So the great thing is, you could save money over the long run, you know, with a declining term policy. The disadvantage, though, and this is a major disadvantage, in my opinion, is that with declining term policies, if your plan changes, if anything changes in the course of the 20 or 30 years that you're paying off your mortgage, your coverage is almost obsolete. It's not going to match your life circumstances anymore, and you need to revamp the whole thing. For example, consider this. You bought a house in your late 20s, early 30s, something like that. You got a 30-year mortgage, and say you start having children, blah, blah, blah. 15 or so years into you owning the home, children are a little bit older. Life changes, though. You have college coming up, you need to free up some cash, or you need to renovate your home, or you need to do something. So long and short is you either refinance your mortgage and you make the mortgage payments less, but you extend the life of the loan another 15 years. So now you're paying a mortgage for 45 years, really. You refinance into something different, where maybe you still have the same mortgage, but now you're taking a home equity loan out, and so now you have a secondary mortgage that you have to worry about. In either instance, you still are going to maintain a payment and a financial risk for an extended period of time that your original policy had no way of anticipating. And so the biggest disadvantage is if life actually happens for you with a declining term policy, you can't renegotiate the terms. You have to reapply for a whole new life insurance policy in order to make sure you don't have any coverage gaps. So that, to me, is a major disadvantage to the declining term policy when used for mortgage protection. Now, I personally write these policies, and I use them, and I love them myself, but I normally don't choose to write them for mortgage protection just because of the very reason that I just stated. I talk to people all the time who refinance their mortgage, and, you know, they're in their 50s, and they want to have some kind of protection. So it's a whole nother animal that we're dealing with. I'll get into real quickly what I would use it for, but now let's go to a level term policy. So a level term policy, you know, the amount of coverage and the amount you pay stay the same once the policy is approved for the whole duration, whether it's 10, 20, 30 years or anywhere in between. And with regards to that, I typically find that to be the better buy for people when you're looking strictly at a mortgage. The reason is, number one, the coverage isn't going to go down. So if you happen to be in a situation where you can purchase a level term policy for a few extra years, at least beyond what your mortgage will currently take you to. So let's say you have a 20-year mortgage. So buy 25 or 30 years worth of term insurance just to give you that extra coverage, then that's good. You know, that's going to play out to your advantage later in life if you, you know, happen to refinance at any point. Another instance, so let's just say for a moment you're a first-time home buyer, or you're buying a new home and you're going right into a 30-year mortgage. It's what you can do. It's what you decided to do. Most term policies, regardless of the type, the majority of them will cover you for 30 years, you know, and then you'll exit the level term period and the price can go up. You know, so what do you do in that instance? Well, in those instances, what you do is you constantly review your policy, maybe buy a little bit more coverage than what you maybe need today, planning ahead, because then when 15 years comes down the line and you refinanced your mortgage, so now you have an additional 15 years that you're going to be making a payment. Here's what you can end up doing. You can buy another term policy acting as a layer to make up the difference, but you can buy a smaller amount of coverage, which in turn will help keep the price down, because the older you get, that $500,000 policy when you're 50 is going to be a lot different in price than that $500,000 in coverage was when you were in your 30s. So if you don't necessarily have to buy the full $500,000 because you have a little extra coverage to carry you for a while, you could get $100,000 or $200,000 and for maybe a little bit less of a term. And by doing all of this, you can actually have a better a better policy for you to finish out your coverage needs without breaking your bank. Because that's the biggest concern I get for people that are 45 and over who are looking to purchase mortgage protection or a term life insurance policy is, oh my goodness, how much is this going to cost me? Well, as long as you bought well in the beginning, you can buy well again, even if life changed and life just happened. It doesn't mean that it's a complete and total waste, but the one thing you can definitely make sure you won't do is you won't underinsure yourself. There has not been a single family I've done business with yet who has said, man, I wish I bought less coverage. Everybody always tells me they're happy with the coverage that they buy, or man, I wish I had bought more. In fact, I actually just wrote a policy for a gentleman. He's 46 years old. He bought a policy just a few years ago. We found a coverage gap. And when I was talking to him about the price difference and how it all works and all these different things, he said, wow, I really wish I had bought more coverage back then. It would have saved me money now, or just would have been better. And I said, well, you're right. It would have been. But the good thing is we can fix it now. So here's the deal. Usually what I try and write is a level term policy for people who are looking just for straight mortgage protection, because I would much rather you have more coverage than maybe you think you need. And I know that that coverage is not going to change. If we have to add a policy later, if we have to do something later, that's fine. And we can all, you know, and adding smaller policies or extending terms or doing different things like that is always a manageable thing to do. But if you have coverage that is declining, you know, as you get further in life, that can just make it even more difficult, because if you're losing coverage on your original policy and you still need to maintain a fair amount of coverage moving forward, that means you have to buy a bigger policy when you're a lot older, and that age factor can come and just mess things up for you so much when you have to start buying a really, really big policy, and if you tack onto it that your health has declined. Like, it doesn't mean that you can't afford it. It doesn't mean that you're going to be paying $800 a month or anything like that. But what it means is, you know, we could have bought better. You know, I try to teach my clients to buy well and to just have as few conversations about life insurance as possible. So if you find yourself in a situation where you have the opportunity to buy a little bit more coverage than maybe you necessarily need, I encourage you to do that. It will definitely be beneficial to you later on as you review your life insurance needs and things change. It's always going to work to your advantage. Now, with that being said, I do want to mention an advantage of a declining term policy that I do like, and these are the instances that I will write them. When the declining term policy that I can write, I can actually schedule, when your coverage will decrease, like what policy year is this going to happen. So why is that good? Well, there are some things in your life that are absolutely fixed. For example, when you have children, you know, they're going to hit, you know, adulthood at a particular age, and at a particular age, you're no longer going to be in college. You don't have to worry about college funding. You don't have to worry about, car loans. You don't have to worry about different debts or reaching different financial goals or things like that. So there are some risks in your life that are very calculable that will not change. You can't, you know, if the day that your children become adults changes, it's because they're never going to reach adulthood because they died. I mean, outside of that, they're going to make it. And we know exactly when that's going to be. Nothing like that can change. So instances like that, it's good, because then once that risk is off the table and you don't have to worry about it anymore, well, then, yeah, then it makes absolutely perfect sense to carry less coverage at that time and save some money along the way. Why not? I think that's a great move. But outside of like instances like that where the risks are very calculated, and we know when different things are going to fall off that you don't have to worry about protecting anymore, because I had a gentleman say to me very aptly the other day, you know, I don't think I'm going to need $1 million in coverage when I'm 50. And I said to him, well, you're probably correct. You know, most people don't need that much. Let's take a look at what you have. You know, with life insurance, you know, I'll leave you guys, you know, with this. I mean, you know, traditionally with a mortgage protection, I'll write a level term. I usually don't like using declining terms, you know, to try and figure out when the mortgage is going to get paid off or how much coverage you'll need, because things happen. When you do sit down and you're talking about life insurance, though, make sure you're forward thinking. You can't just consider today. You have to think about 10 or 20 years from where you're at and just try and take the whole picture into consideration when you're planning. If you buy well in the beginning, it will help you to buy well again in the future if you have to. So please, when you're talking to your advisor, don't get hung up on price. Don't get hung up on how much coverage you have today. You know, do your very best with what you have to really think forward about, you know, coverage in the future as well as today. And, you know, take into consideration your wages are probably going to increase as you go through your career, or, you know, financially things are going to change. And just really take a comprehensive look of what your financial future will be, and then buy a little bit extra coverage than what you think you'll need, because you will never, ever regret it. Well, that's all I've got for you guys today. I appreciate you tuning in. Listen, if you have a suggestion on a topic you would like me to address that has not been addressed yet in the area of life, disability, or long-term care insurance, please send me an email at jameshforlife@gmail.com. Also, attached to the blog, if you happen to be on my blog at jameshforlife.com and you're listening to this podcast on my post entitled Mortgage Protection Insurance, please, you know, fill out the form at the bottom if you would like a quote for mortgage protection insurance for yourself or your family. Either myself personally or one of my agents, we would be happy to reach out to you and to further discuss the coverage with you. And then, as always, thank you for tuning in, supporting this podcast, and just listening. This is James H. for Life, your premier podcast for all things life, disability, and long-term care related. Thank you guys so much. We'll catch you next time. Have a great day.